just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
We got three photos up there right now of Jessie Mae Peluso for Tan Line Tuesday. I messaged her yesterday. She said, don't forget about the tan line photos. And she ships them over right away of her in bikini and various stages of dress. And you can check those out at TNT Radio Empire, Tan Line Tuesday, courtesy of Jessie Mae Peluso.
And any face?
There are the three she sent me. Yeah, there's one with his face on there, man.
All right. Yeah. There's one with a beer.
There's one with a beer, yeah.
And there's one with a face.
Yeah. I'm not so anal about that as you are, but these are the three she sent, so I'm not going to say.
I like my tricks.
I don't want to see her face. Yeah. I want to see her ass.
We
know she's hot, but she's gorgeous, and she's on Tan Line Tuesday, and I told her to retweet that.
Is that a little tramp stamp I see?
I can't tell. Let me zoom in on that
there. The butt?
Yes, it is.
Looks like
looks like some sort of flower coming out of her ass crack.
Yeah, her
which is nice.
Her right ass cheek.
That's a palate cleanser from LD's ass. Yeah, I heard LD in the appetizer. Not LD. I heard us talking about his ass. Hiking up in the tanning booth you were talking about.
Yeah.
That was pretty gross.
Getting sun where the sun don't shine.
Now, we also have a very funny lady calling in today who's also a pretty good-looking lady, April Macy. She's got a new Netflix special coming out. She's been in the studio a bunch of times. She is hilarious.
Tiffany Haddish presents They Ready.
Oh, I got it. All right.
It's eight half-hour stand-up episodes.
Excellent.
Female comedians picked by Tiffany Haddish.
I don't know these other four, but I know we know April very well. She'll be on that. The Netflix special coming up.
I don't know.
And we're on the show later this morning, too.
I'm with you. I know none of the other names.
Well, there's like 1,000 comedians. Well, I think Colleen said there's 3,000 comedians registered in a comedian book somewhere in the country.
Who among comedians?
No. Just anybody calls himself a comedian. There's a bunch of them.
I think maybe that's kind of the point of the series is, hey, here's some comedians that you probably haven't heard of, but you should.
I'm sure a lot of people haven't heard April Macy. And I didn't know April Macy until we first met her.
Yeah, a couple years ago, and she's gorgeous, and she's very. I saw her live at the Funny Bone a couple years ago, and she was great. About a year ago, I think.
The 40-second clip I pulled, I think, has 3 or 4 bleeps in it. She
was real dirty.
She sprinkles them in liberally.
Yeah, she was dirty when I saw her. Dirty girl.
Yeah, not frugal with the language.
She needs to send some photos too for Tan Line Tuesday. You know.
Well, we can ask her.
Yeah, I think I already have. And I'm not even sure if we have or not, but people forget about that when they leave. But I know that, I woke up too early this morning.
Jessie Mae
wanted to be on Tan Line Tuesday last week, and so she got a hold of us and sent some to us. So very nice.
Oh, Greg, yeah, because she got high and forgot last week.
Yeah. Oh, no.
That was what she said.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She was going to send some last week, but she got high and forgot.
Right. She says she's high in a couple of those photos I put up there today. At TNT Radio Empire. Of course, you can't see her face. Well, one of them you can.
Yeah, but she's got sunglasses on.
That's true.
So you can't tell.
That's true. Craig Evans will be here. Petey Mac will be here on this Tan Line Tuesday at TNT Radio Empire. Podcast, Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, all that stuff. This Springsteen movie looks good. Why is it always... Everything's about Indian guys and... I mean, I think it's a little confusing. You know, the Beatles movie, which I didn't see, now it's a whole different premise.
It's good.
Yeah,
I like
it. I heard it's really good. It's an Indian guy, right?
He's a brown guy living in London or
Britain. But he's Indian. He's of Indian descent.
Yeah.
You can tell
by
looking at him, yeah.
Well, I think that the Springsteen kid, I think this one's he's Pakistani.
Okay. I'm not going to say the same difference because they aren't the same, but of that, the descent, whatever like that. The Springsteen movie, it's called, what's it called?
Blinded by the Light.
Yeah, it looks really good. But once the preview started coming, I'm thinking, did people forget Springsteen was born and this guy starts singing Springsteen songs?
Well, I think
it's the same movie.
They said,
It's not.
They said this is like loosely based on a true story.
Yeah, it is.
The guy was Pakistani.
Just being influenced by Springsteen's lyrics and
yeah,
music,
like,
right?
Yeah, racism and hatred in London, you know, being Pakistani and everything. And
good thing that racism's over, though, isn't it?
Right.
You just check Facebook. Some guy called me. I wasn't even a race. I had to block somebody yesterday.
Are you a liberal cuck?
No, he was liberal. It was weird.
Are you pulling the race card?
No,
all the time?
I didn't know. It wasn't even a race one. This was about religion. All it was somebody that you've seen the meme out there saying that white people using the Bible for racist purposes. That's the meme, and there are no white people in the Bible. And so that's the guy. The guy posted that. And then some woman got on there and said, what do you mean there's no white people in the Bible? And she had this big, long diatribe. And then he started saying something back. And I just got on there. Now, by the way, when you friend me, I see your posts.
Yeah.
You know, and this guy was a friend. Not a friend in real life, but I see your post. So you friended me, dude. So I get on there. I said, it's fun to see a good argument about fables. I just wrote that, fables. And the guy called me a jackass. But he's a liberal. So I said, ouch, that he called me a pussy, that I just got rid of the guy. But I'm thinking, Jesus. I said, you friended me, dude. You friended me. So I'm allowed to respond on people's posts when they friend you.
Everyone in the Bible was white.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, he was
they just were.
Yeah, yeah. But they weren't, though. But I don't care. I don't care either way. Craig's our expert. I don't care either way because it's just they're nice stories people like to tell. But, yeah, it's just a big, you know, rant about that. And Romans were white. I'm thinking, no, they were Italian. I think they mean white.
The next time I see a person of color post
yes.
that there's no racism,
no
problem with race in this country, will be the first time I see someone of color.
Exactly. Now, we're not going to get into that right away. I just remember that I had to block somebody yesterday. Usually I just unfollow them, but I blocked this guy. Because I don't need that in my life.
No, but I see that all the time. Yeah, all the experts on there's no racism.
Oh, yeah.
All old white guys.
Yeah, all white guys.
That's it.
I look at their photos.
100%.
Right. 100%.
Old white guys.
Yeah, you bore me. Of course there's racism. Craig Evans, old white guy. He'll be here later on. He's a good guy, though. He's one of the good ones. He's one of the good old white guys. He'll be here later on. Petey Mack, middle-aged white guy. He'll be here later on. He's one of the good ones.
Movie.
Yeah, this movie looks good.
Blinded by the Light.
Well, first of all, the soundtrack alone is going to be rocking.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's out now.
Yeah, it is.
See, I everything I saw said it was coming out on, Thursday or Friday.
Oh, no, you're right.
Okay.
I'm looking ahead to this weekend.
Yeah, it's coming out this weekend.
It's only the 13th today.
If you can avoid Angry Birds 2, then you can go see that one.
That means you can avoid it.
No, actually, you know what?
You're not going to see it?
She doesn't want to see it.
Good for you.
If anything, we might go see Blinded by the Light.
All right, good.
Because she liked yesterday.
All right, she's in the music right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, she liked yesterday.
Good. Man, just for the record.
You've turned a corner. Yeah. You get rid of those stupid animated movies.
I've certainly done my best to inoculate her with a whole bunch of Springsteen.
Yeah, good for you.
Just get that embedded.
Yeah, they're so brutal, those movies.
What? Years. 2019, it's the year of our white lord.
I like that. We should say that more often.
We
somebody
should.
Just going through the dial and hears that and goes, what the hell? 2019, the year of our white lord.
White lord.
I like that. What else been going on?
We got a little, this guy needs some advice here.
Yeah, it's really
quite sure.
It's like staccato writing. I can't tell what he's trying to say. Read it out loud.
Blah, blah, love the effing show.
Right.
You guys make my awful job tolerable.
Right.
Friend of mine since I was 5 moved in with me after his gal booted him out.
Got it.
Fast forward 8 months, she and I are now smashing.
Oh, okay.
She and I have been friends since high school. I'm 43. He's been out the last 5 months banging everything in sight, and should I feel bad? I told him what's going on,
and
he is pissed.
Who broke up with who?
I need some advice. It says his gal booted him out.
Oh, then
so it sounds to me like she
broke up with him.
Initiated the proceedings.
No matter who he's banging on the side, he's still going to be jealous because he was kicked out by her.
That's the circumstance I was a little concerned about. If she broke up with him, he's probably still got her.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what he's been doing on the side. He's still bummed out. She dumped him. I'm not saying he broke a guy code because all's fair in love and war a little bit, but that's kind of tough, man. They're all living together and everything. He's living with that guy still, and he's banging. He's banging his ex girlfriend.
Yeah,
is it a wife?
Doesn't sound like it.
Do they all know each other since high school? Because you know that's one big incestuous thing right there. Anyway,
right. That's information that's not provided.
I know. I'm just throwing it out there in case you. I would just say it's all the information I have.
It is.
I just say stuff out loud so the guy hears the questions, and then they usually check back in on that one. I need more details on that. Was he in love with this woman? Did he care? He booted out. Was he a really bad dude? But he,
I would ask why he got booted out.
No. You know, we always talked about this before. You hang out with dudes that if you hang, I think me and my one of my buddies years ago had. I kind of liked this girl. He liked this girl. But I think she liked, and then I went out with her once. This is high school. I went out with her once. But she liked him better. I knew she did. And then she started seeing him, and I didn't care. But, you know, it's one of those situations with all the... We've talked about this before about friends. you like who likes you, and usually my friends and I were similar but a lot different, that a girl would like one or the other, and that was it. They didn't like the other ones. They liked one of them. So there was never any hassle over one girl. Best friends, I'm talking about.
Yeah, but the new ex.
Yeah.
Must still really like her if he's pissed that his buddy's banging her.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he wouldn't care.
No, he wouldn't care. Yeah, he definitely cares.
If he was over it, he'd say, bang away.
Especially if he got booted out from this woman and went to this guy's apartment and said, can I live here? My heart's broken. He's crying. Now, granted, he's banging anything on sight right now outside because he's trying to get over it.
Yeah.
You got to bang your way through a broken heart.
And this guy pulls the
old... That's a Springsteen line right there.
You mind if I call her? That bit.
Yeah, but he's living with the guy.
But
he's living with... The guy's living with him.
But he does call her.
I know.
He follows through.
Well, I want to know the details on that, too. Who got a hold of who?
That's a good question.
You know, were they drunk somewhere in a bar? You know? Now just email the guy back. Say we talked about this. We need a lot more information.
Who initiated what?
Right.
Good question.
Yeah, but either way, does it make it any better? I mean...
Well, it's better if you don't care about this woman.
No, but I mean, if she came after him...
No, either way, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, and he said yes, he's still...
It's still the same way as him calling her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either way, he's still banging the chick that broke his heart.
And what she look like? That's always a key thing. Well, it's enough that they both like her, so... You know, beauty's in the eye, obviously, so good for them.
Evidently.
But any kids?
I'm getting all the information. 43.
No. Did the guy and his girlfriend ever have any kids?
Oh, yeah, see.
Again, you know, because he's Uncle Daddy now.
All the information.
Why is Uncle Bill in the bed, Mommy?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Yeah, that's a tough one. It says it's not his name, Bill, right? I just threw it out there.
No.
Okay,
no,
good.
You're close.
Jim.
Yeah.
I am close?
Yeah.
Okay, Bob. Uncle Bob. All right. You're not going to respond to that.
No.
We need more details. All right. Craig Evans, April Macy, Petey Mack, come on. Oh, it's Tanline Tuesday. Jesse May Peluso is featured right now at TNT Radio Empire.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.